Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Scott Arno back on the show. Scott's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top information security experts on the planet. He has a very unique credential that I'll get him to remind us about in just a minute. It's so unique that I can never remember how to say it. But he is the guy we turn to on a regular basis to help us understand what's going out there with regard to the cybersecurity and some of the cyber bad guys and what's happening in response to them and how that's affecting us. He's our good friend, Scott Arno. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure to be here.
And it's got four letters, right? Remind us the letters of your newest credential.
Oh, far too many of these letters, but perhaps the one that gets the most attention is called the CISSP, Certified Information Systems Security Professional. That in and of itself is not unheard of.
Five letters.
I'm also a lawyer. That combo is a little weird.
That's five letters, not four.
Well, I've got some four-letter ones, too.
Certified Information Security Professional.
Certified Information Systems Security Professional. I'm also a certified information privacy technologist and a certified information privacy professional for the United States. So
now you understand, folks. Now you give me a little bit of slack on why I don't remember all that. But it's just enough. It's enough for you to know that all of that tells you that when Scott's here, it's a 100% demonstration of my promise to you for 21 and a half years. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. Hey, Scott, talk to us about what's going on in San Francisco. San Francisco is, I used to love going there. I haven't been there in a while. I don't know what it looks like now. I've been hearing some bad stories. But if you're a visitor, it can be great. But if you live there, they're a little wacky out there, aren't they?
Well, I mean, the prices there have gotten awfully expensive. I myself haven't been out to San Francisco in some years now. But, I think you're getting a bit of a problem there where it's getting very expensive for people to just live there. And I'm guessing that's having some pretty weird effects sort of downstream on people.
Oh, yeah.
Hard for me to say on the streets. I've been there myself.
The homeless, the reports I'm hearing about homeless and some of the other stuff going on. But they've been responding to some new technology capability out there, haven't they?
Well, that's the thing. When a lot of technologies come out, basically ground zero for the technology is right there. It's Silicon Valley.
Right.
In particular, there was, a ruling by their city council just this past week. I guess the Board of Supervisors, they voted 8-1 to ban facial recognition technology use by city agencies.
And where would that? Where is that technology applied? In buildings or on the street? Where is it?
Basically, yes. Pretty much anywhere you have a camera.
Wow.
And the thing is, it's a matter of running an algorithm on an image coming in versus a set image to see if it's the same person. Now, obviously, these technologies are not perfect. And while it sounds like a great thing in some ways, in other ways, not so much. That's the thing. There are so many more cameras around us nowadays than we really think about.
I know it.
So many of them are just sitting in the background. So this is the kind of thing where you could actually have a literal surveillance state. And sounds like something out of a bad movie.
We are getting close to that in America. But what you're reporting is that San Francisco is banning it. And so that's kind of a fight. That's kind of a swipe at the security state, right?
Yeah, and they're the first one to do it, although Oakland, right across the bay, is actually looking at one as well. And there's also a town in Massachusetts, Somerville, which is also looking at putting in a moratorium.
Right.
That's the thing. It's not all bad, obviously. But, for example, let's say somebody breaks into your house and you have one of those basically door cameras.
Right.
So you can actually
right.
see who broke in. You can still send that to law enforcement, and they can do it that way. But they can't proactively set it up themselves, because then you get creepy stuff. Let's say you're out, you know, whatever it is you happen to like doing, you're out in public, and
right.
it's seen and it's tagged, and it might not be tagged accurately. God forbid you're next to someone who's engaged in criminal activity, or worse yet, someone who hasn't but looks a little like someone who has, who gets tagged that way, and then you're tagged by association. This all sounds ridiculous, but technology-wise, not that far off.
Well, exactly right. And folks, this is something we've all got to pay attention to. I was in Florida a couple of weeks ago, and everywhere I went, there was a camera on a post in every intersection. I don't like that. I don't know how you feel about it, but we're all going to have to come to terms with the benefit and the not so much of all this recognition, all this technology we're using for recognition purposes. Quick break. Right back with Scott Arno. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.